Good evening and welcome to the Hoard Historical Museum. I'm Marilee Lee, the director of the museum, and we are thrilled to host both Carol Pagel and PBS Wisconsin for this program on Lorene Niedecker. As someone who lives in Fort Atkinson, like Lorene did, it is always inspiring to be reminded of Lorene's legacy, not just here, but in a far wider area than our city's limits. So Carol, thank you for reminding us of Lorene's importance to all of us. And it's my honor to introduce Nick Gulig, our current Poet Laureate of Wisconsin. Nick is a professor at UW-Whitewater, and besides also being inspired by Lorene, he is a poet who lives in Fort Atkinson, which makes me think there might be something in Fort Atkinson's water that creates poets. And on that note, Nick, I'll turn this over to you.
In the footsteps of Lorene Niedecker, Carol Pagel set out around Lake Superior, following with her young son as best she can a trip previously taken in 1966 at the end of her life by Lorene Niedecker, Wisconsin's most notable poet. Quote, not replicating her path around the lake exactly, but wandering with hope and openness to see what Niedecker saw, she writes. Every day is an intimacy. How close can we step before silhouettes touch? How much can the shade of two shadows overlap?